Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and we've exchanged a Cody for a Mark. Hello, Mark, you're back.
I don't know who did better in that exchange.
So Cody actually is preparing for his show, Off the Air Live, and you can hear him later on tonight at LRN.FM. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username LRN.FM. We're going to go to a special phone call and then continue discussing the Facebook situation with topless story about toplessness in New York, female toplessness being legal, being removed from the Free Talk Live Facebook profile, and then each admin of the Facebook profile getting spanked by Facebook, a verbal spanking, as we logged in this morning. However, Johnson, you were taken further than Facebook did with the rest of us, and they told you you can't come on for 30 days.
No, one day.
I'm sorry.
One day.
Not yet
30 days, thankfully.
One day. Oh. There have been some people who've been banned for 30 days for things like this. And your speculation was that it was because you had already gotten a strike against your account from another instance.
And now I'm not actually sure. So I'm thinking that it's possible that maybe I got two strikes in one day because I posted it to my own profile as well as getting a strike for it being on the Free Talk Live post.
I don't know about that because I asked the question on our Facebook page, did you share the topless story I posted here yesterday and get spanked too by Facebook? I know that's bad English. Did you get spanked as well by Facebook? And multiple people have posted that, yes, they did share the story, and no, they were not spanked.
But so. I didn't share it. I found it on my own, and I copied the link from the article and posted it.
What's the difference? Sharing
has a link, and maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't know, but maybe they didn't get everybody. Maybe they looked for the people that originally posted it through their, you know, wall.
Hunting down the dealers.
Let's go to one man that knows a thing or two about toplessness in public. He's Rich Paul, calling us from jail. He's calling from the Keene Spiritual Retreat, where he's awaiting sentencing, possible 81 years in prison for the horrible crime of selling people voluntarily that they asked to buy. Rich, or selling people things like plants. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live, and you were one of the founders of Topless Tuesday back in the day.
Yeah, I was indeed. Kate was technically the organizer because, you know, I didn't think it was a great idea for a 40-year-old black to be organizing that. But we definitely invited them to join us at the 420 rally and to do their toplessness there. Now, this strikes me, and the thing that's interesting about this is it's actually been legal for a long time for women to be topless in New York City.
Yeah.
But they're just now getting around to telling the police not to arrest women. Now, they've got a name for arresting somebody who has committed no crime, and that name is false arrest. Okay? And if you are in a jurisdiction, or if any of your listeners are in a jurisdiction like Keene used to be, where they would arrest a woman for being topless despite the fact that it wasn't a crime, and you want to make a quick $20,000, go out, get topless, get arrested, and then sue the police department.
It wouldn't hurt to add a first step or an initial step, and that is to consult with an attorney and have one on staff before you go out and get arrested. That way the attorney will be, you know, aware of what's going on and perhaps already have, you know, a motion kind of drawn up or whatever. But, yeah, I think that, that you could definitely make some money at that.
Yeah, definitely a good plan. It's also a good idea to, you know, arrange in advance for bail, you know, if necessary. They probably, in New Hampshire, they probably would let you out on a personal recognizance bond depending on your history, but they might not.
If they arrested you, we know that in Keene, that when they arrested Cassidy years ago for walking down the street topless while packing heat, they arrested her and then proceeded to release her and actually issued an apology for the arrest, which is a very rare thing that, you know, governments generally don't apologize.
And a lot cheaper than $25,000.
Yeah, well, the reason I think that they issued that apology is because, I mean, she got busy with other things in her personal life that prevented her from taking any action.
Mm-hmm.
But I was encouraging her at the time to sue the Keene Police Department, and I have no question in my mind that she would have won damages if she had been able to find the time to pursue that suit. Because you can't just go around arresting people willy-nilly when they haven't broken the law. You know, even in with the corrupt state of modern governments, they do tend to frown on that, and especially if you get it in front of a jury of your peers. they don't like that very much.
Rich Paul is facing 81 years in prison for selling a plant and something that they claim was purported as LSD, but never presented any evidence that it was. Didn't matter. The jury found you guilty anyway, Rich. And now you're facing sentencing. The date has been announced. I've posted it over at freekeen.com. It's coming up on the 7th, and it's going to be 1:30 in the afternoon at Cheshire Superior Court. All the details are up at freekeen.com. And there's a fundraiser going on where our listeners and anyone else who cares about legalizing plants and chemicals and things like that, if you want to end the war on drugs, you can help Rich fund his appeal, which may actually set some precedent. Rich, what are you planning on doing with this appeal? What can you reveal about it?
Well, the primary basis for the appeal, I hope, will be the judge's jury instruction. And the jury, basically, there's now a law in New Hampshire that allows defense attorneys to inform juries about their right to acquit a defendant, even though the state has proven its case, if the jury believes that the law is unjust. Now, that's something that, in my case, my defense attorney did inform the jury of that. However, the judge, when he gave his final instructions to the jury, included language in his instructions that contradicted the jury nullification message. And an example of that is he said that you must act according to the law regardless of what you believe the law should be.
He also made statements like you must assess this case according to the law as I instruct you. Or, you know, he was really forceful in his emphasis on the word I. Like, only listen to what I say, not this attorney.
And you have video of exit interviews of these people where they specifically acted on those instructions. They report very specifically, oh, well, we didn't want to break the law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and by the way, there is somebody that broke the law here besides, I guess, Rich Paul and his sales of dried plants, but the judge did. Here in New Hampshire, the fact is jury nullification is legal. This guy went ahead and gave jury instructions that were contrary to that. Now, this is one of the problems I have with laws, is many times when these lawmakers make laws for those in power, they don't have punishments. This judge should have been hauled off in cuffs by one of his bailiffs. If the way that they've hauled off some of my friends in that same courtroom is any indication, they should have drug him by his wrists by metal cuffs, rather than even giving him the opportunity to walk away or getting some kind of wheelchair or something. I mean, that's how they should have treated him, because I've seen them treat people that way.
Well, one of the principles, I won't say it's a principle of law, but one of the practical implications of the legal system that we have is that sort of law isn't really treated as law until the appeals court reverses cases. So really, if this appeal works out, then it's better for the jury nullification movement than it would have been if my judge had given good instructions. Because if my judge had given good instructions, like, for example, the Rastamans case up in Grafton County, the Rastamans got good jury instructions.
And the jury in that case actually had a free stater on it, and the jury found that man not guilty of growing marijuana, and it was a huge news case. But I guess what you're pointing out is those jury instructions were good. You guys actually submitted the very same jury instructions on your case, and they were denied.
Yes, those are the instructions we requested, and we didn't get them. Now, imagine that the Rastaman's case had gone the other way, and his judge had given the jury instructions that my judge had given.
Would that have changed things?
And has then been overturned by the Court of Appeals.
Stand by, Rich. We'll bring it back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. And how you can help, Rich, we'll give you those details coming up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you would like. And the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. You get to actually create the content of the site. You find things you think are neat or interesting or outrageous or fun. Submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. Awaits votes. If it gets enough votes, we'll make it to the front page of the site. So more people see it, we're more likely to talk about it. Go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Going right back into our special guest, Rich Paul. He's calling in from jail. But want to first remind you about BitcoinStore.com.
Yeah, BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment at prices likely lower than you're going to be able to find for consumer electronics anywhere on the internet, because they've got a 0% markup for a limited time on consumer electronics from Ingram Micro. That's the largest consumer electronics distributor in the world. And the only catch is that BitcoinStore.com, they don't take euros or dollars or rubles or, you know, any other form of government currency. They only take the international currency, Bitcoin. So if you go to BitcoinStore.com, go take a look at the prices, and then, you know, might be a good reason for you to get some Bitcoins, or might be a good reason for you to part with some of your Bitcoins. It is the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world wealth. It's BitcoinStore.com. By the way, free shipping on any order over $100 and $5 flat rate on anything below.
BitcoinStore.com. All right, let's bring Rich Paul back on the line here. He's calling from us, from jail in Keene, where he's awaiting sentencing on June 7th at 1:30 in the afternoon. Details on that and a Facebook event that you can RSVP to are up now at freekeene.com. And Rich, welcome back to the show. I'm glad to have you here, and I'm glad you seem to be in good spirits, though, reading your recent blog post, which is up over at freekeene.com right now, called Blog Post from Prisoner N10-1291. You can see that you're not feeling maybe on top of your game completely because you're away from your medicine.
Yeah, I mean, my spirits are going up and down, you know. They a lot of swings of that, and I usually, you know, don't talk about you know, depression and that sort of thing. It's you know, something that is normally private to me, but I do use medical marijuana to treat the depression / PTSD that resulted from the death of a significant other several years ago. I didn't even really realize until I went to jail that it was medical usage. You know, I just knew that when I started smoking pot, my life got better. And then all of a sudden, when I didn't have the pot anymore, I noticed that, you know, at first I was fine because pot stays in your bloodstream for a long time, but as time went on, I noticed that, you know, my natural optimism tended to be drifting away, and I was finding myself a lot more pessimistic. You know,
well, it's not exactly the best place to be optimistic in the first place, but that is your story, and it's been written about in your blog posts about how you were really, I guess, disconnected from people after your, I guess, was your wife or your girlfriend?
She was my girlfriend. She was somebody who I've been in love with for 16 years. Neither of us believed in state marriage, which is why we weren't technically married. But it was somebody, she was my high school sweetheart, and we were still in love, but when she died, she was 31. When we started together, she was 16. So
and how was marijuana involved with her in the first place?
She actually died of cervical cancer, and when you die of cancer during chemotherapy, basically you're starving to death, because you know, you become unable to take in or to keep down nutrients. And so there, I think there's a strong possibility that medical marijuana might have saved her.
Were you guys just not aware of that medical marijuana option at that time, or was she afraid to use it? What happened?
She was afraid to use it. I actually tried to talk her into using it. But she and I at that time both attended AA, and she didn't feel like she should use it because it was illegal.
It's so sad, and there are so many stories like this where someone who really could be helped by medicinal marijuana is frightened of taking it because they don't want to end up in a cage. And ultimately, that's the kind of the paradox they forced you into, that it turned out that this product was very helpful to you, and it made your life so much better, and you became a social person again, as you described in one of your mails from jail. And you basically have to risk your freedom, and you did, in order to use the medicine of your choice, as many other patients do. And it's going to be not, I'm sure, it's a little bit of good news, but it's not going to console you very much in that the Senate of New Hampshire just this afternoon has passed medical marijuana. And, of course, we know that the governor has claimed that she will sign the medical marijuana. However, they gutted out of the bill the ability for patients to grow their own plants, and they also gutted the ability for people who have PTSD to use medical marijuana. So it'll be a very, very restrictive medical cannabis bill where the medical pot will only be provided by the state. It'll only be available in a certain amount of locations, and if you've got to get in a wheelchair and get in a car or something to go and get it, that's the only way you're going to be able to, I guess, because all these medical patients who are crippled and unable to get from point A to point B very easily, they're going to have a real difficult time getting a hold of their medicine, and they have to wait something like 2 years before the state will even set up the distribution network. It's ridiculous.
They talk about not legalizing pot because it's still illegal on the federal level. Well, the thing is, there's nothing in federal law which requires states to enforce marijuana laws. So if they just said, we're not going to bust you if you're growing your own, we're not going to bust you if you're smoking it, whatever, the state could not have been sanctioned in any way by the federal government. But to actually involve the state in the distribution of something that's illegal under federal law opens the state up to all kinds of risk. Mm. So why they would want to insert themselves into this area rather than just saying, hey, we don't care what you do, we're just going to sit over here and ignore you.
They just can't ignore it. The Police Chiefs Association has a real hard-on for continuing marijuana enforcement, and they were the ones who talked the governor out of allowing people to grow their own plants.
There's a lot of financial incentives to local police to go after marijuana,
too.
There
sure are. Rich Paul, always appreciate having you on the show tonight. Thank you for your update. And everybody who wants to help Rich, please go to richpaul.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to a Facebook event with details on how to contribute. Doesn't matter if you have Facebook, you should still be able to see the event come up. Go to richpaul.freetalklive.com. There's contribution links in there. Everything you contribute, up to, I think, around $5,000, will be matched. So please don't delay. This is something that's fairly urgent. richpaul.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right there. Rich Paul, thanks for coming on tonight, man.
Thanks for that.
Appreciate it, dude. Yep, see you soon. All right, so 855, 450 free. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can also reach us via Skype. Skype username for you is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system that allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And it's free, like the rest of our website. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site with sort of a liberty-oriented bend. If you want to get news, like I do, that concerns people that are, have concerns in the area of the police state, human freedom, rights theory, that kind of thing. By the way, technology and science also big there at FreedomsPhoenix.com. Just go up, sign up there for their daily dispatch. It's free. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Phil, listening in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hey, Phil.
Hey, I was calling up about the city of Detroit. I listened to the podcast about catching what you guys were saying last night about the city. It's not as simple as if you just make the city of Detroit go away that everything's going to be better, because the city of Detroit kind of got a long history of mismanagement and corruption. There was Kwame Kilpatrick a few years ago that basically got involved in a giant scandal of one way or another and cost the city $8 million. He was the mayor of the city. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the city's got one story of corruption after the other and wasteful spending, and different basically union gangs and government gangs are running the place and running the place in the ground. And if you give it over to Wayne County, which, as Mark pointed out, is the county that Detroit's in, that's like another criminal gang, and they've got their own corruption problems there, too. Wayne County's probably the next one to go bankrupt.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real easy answer for Detroit. It's in serious financial trauma right now. They're hemorrhaging cash. They are taking in far fewer dollars than they're spending. And ultimately, some sort of financial reckoning is going to occur. And what that's going to look like still remains to be seen. Are they going to unincorporate Detroit and then allow the different suburbs to kind of incorporate their own towns? That could be a possibility. I'm totally speculating here. Or they could sell off all the assets and somehow pay off the pension funds that they owe $9-something billion. There's no easy answer. It's going to be a real ugly scenario.
Well, the rest of us in Michigan would just love to see Detroit, like, go away, because basically the state of Michigan's been bailing out Detroit year after year after year.
Really?
Oh, here's another $80 or $100 million, and oh, we're going to sign this consent agreement with you, and you guys are going to start getting your act together, and we're going to give you $150 million. And of course, they don't get their act together. So it's really stuck on the tax base of the rest of the state. And the state just keeps bailing out Detroit. It just keeps costing us less money.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in another month? I mean, now they've brought this emergency manager in, and the emergency manager's assessment, his first report is, you know, dismal. They're saying that in the next month they've got to do something. Like, something must be done, and what that's going to be.
Michigan brought the whole emergency manager law around about 2 or 3 years ago, and that is basically because there are several cities in Michigan, Detroit included, that are heavily mismanaged.
Yeah,
and
like Benton Harbor.
Several cities like Detroit have been fighting this whole emergency manager thing tooth and nail. I mean, the governor has been trying to put an emergency manager in Detroit for the past year, and every corner. Either the city council is fighting it, or some group in Detroit is fighting it.
Well, they don't want to relinquish control, and ultimately the emergency manager would be able to make executive decisions without the approval of the city council, and so, of course, they're fighting it tooth and nail.
The unions fight it. And at one point, the city attorney was actually fighting it. The city council is okay with it, but then the city attorney was fighting it. And so they've been going back and forth for over a year now.
It sounds like it's going to come to a head this summer. Like, I get, you're absolutely right. I mean, this has been a long, grueling process, and the city government is exhausting every possible angle on keeping control of the city. But it sounds to me like they're losing it now that this emergency manager has been brought in, and he has essentially said, you've got until June 30th to get this all, you know, straightened out, and they're not going to. So something else is going to transpire, and now that the emergency manager is involved, they may not have any chance to appeal.
My solution for the city of Detroit is, it's been a few years ago, okay, you guys don't like the emergency manager? How about this? You're going to love a federal bankruptcy judge even better, because the trustee and the bankruptcy judge aren't going to give a living about your town, and they're just going to tear it apart. And I say to just liquidate Detroit. The state legislators tomorrow should convene and staff the city's charter, and just let it go back in the Wayne County and let whoever lives there sort it out.
And I think that's the best solution. I agree.
I don't know if it's a doable solution. At this point, they have, you know, eaten everything there is to the bone, and they owe all of these union pensioners.
Not if they liquidate Detroit. Not if they sell all their assets and deincorporate. Then there won't be any they anymore.
Well,
the city will no longer exist.
Here's another problem. The state of Michigan has co-signed a lot of the loans.
Wow.
So even if they do liquidate Detroit, then the state of Michigan's on the hook. Which means you're on the hook because you're a proper, you know, you're a taxpayer there in Michigan. Boy, that is a mess.
Exactly.
Bill, keep us in the loop as this develops. Appreciate the inside scoop, and thanks for the call tonight.
I know how Detroit's going to get out of this mess. They're going to have a big military contractor come in to run test programs there for robots and drones and robotic
OCP.
And robotic police. Yes. You saw where
I was going. That's funny. Somebody made that post on our Facebook page last night. I don't know where you got that.
Recently, I just saw that
joke.
They're actually, they're remaking RoboCop in 2014. So
they'll have a perfect location to shoot it. Colin's on the line, also in Michigan. Colin, your thoughts are welcome. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I was listening to the podcast yesterday at work, and I thought I live in the Metro Detroit area. I live in Oakland County, which is a suburb of Detroit. And Oakland County has been begging for this opportunity to come along, where they've just hit, you know, the city of Detroit has just hit rock bottom. And essentially what the people in Metro Detroit want to happen is for commerce to happen in the city, and it's finally starting to go through. You see a lot of people moving back to the middle of the city, and they're trying to start businesses. That Dan Gilbert there, who runs Quicken Loans, has bought up over like 30 to 40 buildings down there, and there are some really interesting tech projects that are starting to spring up. I mean, more commerce goes between Michigan and Canada than any other two borders in the world, and there is a lot of potential there. It's just we've been waiting for this opportunity for them to hit rock bottom, and that you can't do any worse than you're already at. And I think this is maybe the perfect opportunity for this to happen, in that Detroit will come back because they finally have hit rock bottom.
What do you expect to see happen in the next 2 months?
In the next 2 months, I think what's going to happen is the EMF is going to just probably have to sell off assets. I mean,
what's the EMS? Oh, the emergency manager?
Yeah, emergency manager, finance manager, I think it's ESM. I think that could potentially happen. I know that there was plans for this guy to turn Belle Isle, which is a very large island right by the city. He had actually proposed to turn that into a charter city, where he's a very libertarian thinker. There are a lot of libertarians in Michigan.
Yeah, but they told him to go to the bad place, right? I mean, they said no way.
Well, yeah, they said no way, but it was kind of interesting because he was getting a lot of buzz about it. He wrote a book about it. I mean,
he did.
Yeah, it wasn't super published or anything. This has just all happened in the last year, but Rod Lockwood is his name if you Google him. Rod Lockwood in Detroit, and he had this idea to turn Belle Isle into this super city where you wouldn't have, there would be like bar none regulation and all these interesting aspects of a charter city and the concept of pure freedom in a free market. I mean, little ideas like that it can come into play with the city going bankrupt, though. So you could sell assets. You could have tax-free zones for 10 years. Brooke Patterson, who is the executive of Oakland County, has actually proposed that very thing. It's 10 years.
Well, there are already several suburbs that are in the city of Detroit. Was it Hastings is one of them or something like that? And there's no reason why they couldn't separate completely.
Rod Lockwood giving it to Detroit.
Colin, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, Amazon probably sells it. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. It helps Free Talk Live for you to shop through those links. So if you're in the UK, in Canada, or in the US, we've got links for you. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about having some stored food on hand in case of an emergency? It's not a bad idea. It's a good form of insurance. You know that emergencies are going to come along. You just don't know what type of emergency. You don't know if it's going to be a power outage that lasts for a week or two or maybe longer. Certainly has happened in the relatively recent past. People have been without power for like a month. It's a good idea to have some stored food on hand. It's a basic form of insurance in that circumstance. The best brand is Legacy Premium. You can get it at food.freetalklive.com. We partnered up with a company that sells Legacy, the Legacy Premium brand. And it's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of what the competition charges. So you can get you have the option of getting less healthy food for twice as much money. That is an option for you. Go to food.freetalklive.com if you'd like to have healthy food for half the money. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch so that it'll last up to 25 years. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, free shipping on all orders. It's at food.freetalklive.com. Go check out the comparison chart there. That's what convinced me. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, for those of you just tuning in, we spent a good portion of the beginning hour of the show talking about Facebook and their very inconsistent policy when it comes to content. They have their community standards, as they call them. And apparently, according to an article Johnson was sharing with us, which is kind of a lefty piece, according to this piece, they are totally okay with groups about rape. They're totally okay with violence and, you know, that sort of thing being posted on Facebook. But, whoa, you post a picture of one lady with her boobs showing. In this case, it was an article that I posted yesterday at Free Talk Live's Facebook page, which was about New York City and them finally informing their cops after 20 years that they can't arrest people, women, for being topless anymore. And that's great news, and that's what we were talking about on the air, so we posted that story on our Facebook page. And then today, we all got a verbal spanking from Facebook, and Johnson, they went further with you and banned you for 24 hours from posting on Facebook. because we posted, or because I posted this story. You guys didn't necessarily, although, Johnson, you say you reposted it on your Facebook page.
But I didn't.
But Mark did not. Julia did not. The other admins on our page did not. And they all got a verbal lashing over it. And so we were just kind of talking about Facebook and their ridiculous policy. And I don't know, Johnson, if there was anything more you wanted that you really thought was important to share.
Sure, there's a little bit more to share. Apparently there is a Twitter campaign that's been started that's hashtag FBRape that is specifically gold. They're geared towards exposing this kind of weird culture that Facebook has by what they're doing is they're taking screen grabs of big advertisers' advertisements appearing next to pages entitled things such as, "What's 10 inches long and makes girls have sex with me? My knife." There are pages with titles like that, apparently, or there have been in the past.
Right, we did look these up and didn't find anything, right?
Sure, I'm sure some of them are getting deleted. I mean, I'm sure people are reporting them, you know, like crazy, and at some point they get reported. And some of them may also be private. You know, these may be private pages that people are.
Can you make a page private? I know you can have a private group.
Some of this might be coming from groups. I mean, I don't know whether or not the author of the article is maybe confusing some of it, but still.
I'm looking here. I've researched rape on Facebook for the groups, and all I get back is some book called Rape of the Lock and another group called Rape is Never Justified.
Well, it would be interesting to look at the FB Rape tag on Twitter and see some of these screen grabs of these groups while they still existed.
Hmm.
And you know, I mean, how long does a group exist before? I mean, if Facebook is getting rid of them, then they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. I mean, if it stays up a little
longer, they're not doing it on their own, though. That's the whole point, and that was the point of the beginning of the article.
How would they be able to do it on
their
own?
Well, gee, how did they do it to us?
They were targeted. Someone reported it.
We don't know that.
Of course, someone did. Yes,
I don't think anyone. I highly doubt any one of my friends on my wall reported the link on my page.
It's Free Talk Live.
On the Free Talk Live page, maybe, but I got.
I'm pretty sure you got hit because you were an admin. That's why you got
maybe
hit.
I don't know,
or maybe they saw
no
that
else
this,
who shared it got hit.
Maybe they saw this the story was going around, and they have a way of searching who posted this story.
If that were true, then the other people who reposted the story would have gotten hit, and they did not.
It could be
that it's just taking them a while to go through everybody. Maybe they will get hit.
Could be, but my point is, it wasn't an automatic. It didn't seem like it was an automatic thing because it was up there for a while. Somebody had to report it. There's so many pages that are created every day on Facebook. I mean, anybody can go and create a page for whatever the hell they want to. I mean, there's just no way that's all being reviewed in any way, shape, or form. So it usually, you know, when it comes to YouTube, when it comes to Facebook, most of the flagging that goes on, I think, is reportings of things that are happening. Although there are some automated factors. There may be certain red you know, keywords that'll highlight a red flag on one page or another, and maybe that's certainly a possibility here.
Well, Facebook's being silly for going after a news story about toplessness in New York City. But, you know, I mean, what they seem to me to be is just overly prudish. I think that this person is just, you know, they're just wild conjecture about rape culture at Facebook is what I hear.
Well, yeah, there's definitely some conjecture, but I think what they're talking about with this FB rape thing, talking about how the goal of that group is for policy change at Facebook rather than moderation of publicized isolated incidents. I agree with that. I think that makes perfect sense.
It'd be nice to have policy changes, but when you call yourself FB Rape, you're using a name that is overly bombastic for the purpose.
The whole intention of that, though, is because they're taking that, they're posting these screenshots to advertisers. They're trying to freak advertisers out. That's the whole point, is they're trying to hit Facebook in the pocketbook.
Yeah, well,
I'm not seeing the screenshots. I'm looking here.
You want somebody to change their policy so that you're going to, so you use the most bombastic language possible to go over their advertisers? I hope no one does this to Free Talk Live, although they have on multiple occasions. They are a-holes.
Yeah.
So therefore, since I consider the people that do this on Free Talk Live to be a-holes, I consider this bunch of, frankly, you know, overly progressive feminist tripe to be a bunch of a-holes. I'm sorry. I got nothing for these people. Nothing good. Yeah, well, there needs to be a policy change on Facebook, but this isn't the way to go about getting it.
No, I definitely don't think that there should be more censorship, but there's got to be. I think that there should be less and that there should be consistency. I mean, obviously, my viewpoint is I would prefer to see Facebook, you know, not censored at all, and if you don't like it, you turn it off.
I don't
which I know you don't agree with.
I don't know that Facebook
can
do that. I don't really care. I just wouldn't put up with it because I find that the lowest common denominator, even on Free Talk Live's BBS, where it was uncensored,
right.
We still had areas for things.
And no, Facebook can't do that. I mean, they would bump heads with the United States government at that point. I mean, they have to moderate, and they've been forced into. Certain things with making children, you know, they can't register and all sorts of such
things. Yeah, that's, I mean, a lot of people, you know, it's kind of interesting. I have a 5-year-old, and Facebook wants to constantly know, I put his pictures up on Facebook, so his grandmothers and, relatives and friends can see him growing up, and obviously I'm delighted with him, and I like to take pictures with him. Delighted with him and like to take pictures of him. But Facebook wants to know who he is. Constantly wants to know who he is. They want me to tag who it is.
Right.
Well, I can't tag who it is because he's 5 and you won't let him have an account.
Right.
So it's weird. Should I make my son a Facebook account? Should I lie about his age? I mean, I just don't know what to do about it. And
right.
I've decided, of course, I'm not going to do such a thing. But, why? They're so busy finding out who's this, who's that, being so evangelical with tagging people, but, they won't even let my kid have a Facebook page.
I did find, looking at this FB rape tag on Facebook, there's a bunch of stuff that has happened within the last 2 days.
That nosebleed one looked kind of disturbing.
There's one that has a picture of someone's page on Facebook. It's hard to say where it's from. But then it's one of those kind of, what do they call them, demotivational posters,
uh-huh.
A picture of a woman with a nosebleed, and it says, nosebleeds, sign of an incorrectly prepared sandwich. The suggestion
it sounds
being
like 4chan stuff.
Yeah, there's lots of those graphics going on.
But it's impossible to identify the page upon which it was posted, because that part's been cropped out of the photo, so it's just them saying, hey, look whose advertisement is posted next to this photo on Facebook, let's go after the advertiser.
One person's funny little joke is another person's gender-charged epithet.
I do not consider that a funny joke at all. 855,
somebody does.
453, yeah, some sicko. More coming up. You can take control. Hour 3 is on the way and bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Star Pack is antioxidant rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.